This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So periodically we check in with Jared Bacher, President and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, and he's with us this morning. Jared, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Happy spring, Larry.
Yeah, here it is. We hit 80 yesterday, by the way, my friend. 80. Set an all-time record. All right, this is a busy time for you, too, because you gear up. You have your annual meeting next Wednesday at the Heinz History Center. So give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, certainly. It's an incredible time to stop just for a moment and take inventory of everything that's been accomplished over the last year. Obviously at Visit Pittsburgh, but doing everything that we do it through partnerships, right? We have 650 active business partners who are working with us every single day. So this is a collective effort for sure. And so all of the success is shared with our community. But last year we had an incredible increase in the number of events that were confirmed for Pittsburgh. We had 269 events, both conventions as well as sporting events that came to our teams. So it was really an incredible year. We're excited to see what 2025 brings and looking forward to a lot more success this year.
And I'm thinking about next year already, and I know you are too. That NFL draft, you know, for the ROI we will get, it'll be exponential. Do we have any idea what kind of revenue will be coming our way when that event takes place next April?
Yeah, as you said, it's certainly one of the most impactful events the city has ever hosted in one singular event. So the NFL is in this week, doing a lot more, having a lot more feet on the ground, so to speak, to get planning ready, to get the site identified, making sure that they're understanding all of the different options in and around the community for the various events that they're planning. So it's really exciting. But we look back on what Detroit and Kansas City reported, and they reported anywhere from $165 up to $175 million of direct spend into the market. So those are dollars that are coming right into our community from this one event alone.
And on the leisure front, some pretty impressive numbers when it comes to PR, because impressions are important. And I know that NFL draft will gain a lot more of those. But in the meantime, how are we doing?
Yeah, you know, that's really important. You know, every time we have some kind of a singular media impression anywhere in the world, that is someone that is thinking about Pittsburgh. So this last year, just through our communications team, they created almost 8 billion media impressions about Pittsburgh all around the world. So it's really important to continue to get people excited about Pittsburgh for the draft and for many, many other reasons. But that story of Pittsburgh is being told in such a profound way. And there's a lot of excitement. People are paying attention to what's going on in the city right now, which is really, really, really exciting for us across the board, not just with the draft, but everything that's going on here.
Well, you're going to be a busy man, certainly for the next year. I know that for sure. Good luck with your big meeting, and we'll talk to you soon.
Excellent, Larry. Thank you so much.
President, CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher. And Michael,
8 billion impressions? Isn't that fabulous?
And people may wonder, for instance, the NFL draft, they're putting really the ROI, return on investment.
Yeah.
The money that's being, the return is exponential.
It's incredible. Extraordinary. Well, Green Bay has it next month, right?
Yeah.
Green Bay.
So I know a lot of the stakeholders in this region are going to go there to see how it goes there.
How they pull it off there.
But as Jared said, the NFL was in town last week. They're going over the game plan.
But everybody in Pittsburgh could make some money on this deal, too. I mean, even if
you don't directly, tax revenues.
Of course, that's the thing.
And here's another thing that I'm learning, that many people are utilizing this Airbnb concept.
Yeah.
And I have a friend, they got an older home they fixed up down on the North Shore in the old War Streets area.
Oh.
And they rent it out all the time because people can walk to the stadiums. And then
I bet it's sold out for next year.
They do very well. And there's going to be a challenge for the number of room nights for hotels.
I think so, too. I think there'll be a challenge there. So that's why they'll go Airbnb and all that type stuff. You can rent your house out.
If you want to stay with Michael Bartley next year.
What? $6,000 a night.
Well, it'll be interesting because they need the surrounding counties, too. You know, talking to Rich Fitzgerald to accommodate all this. But it is going to be the single biggest event in the history of Pittsburgh in terms of one weekend of tourism.
We're getting hot. We're getting hot with that. And then we have the U.S. Open coming up, too, you know?
That's in June.
Yeah, I know.
And that, talking about the impressions of the region.
Talk about the impressions.
You'll see that around the world.
Oh, my. At Oakmont Country Club, are you kidding?
You remember the last time they were here?
Yes, I do.
Angel Cabrera
one? Yes, I totally remember it.
Walking down the fairway, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Very unlike anything
I see. I know. It was unbelievable.
And you're a native like myself.
Yeah.
I encourage people to go to visitpittsburgh.com because there's a lot of great information.
There's great information.
You may be
stuff you don't know even if you live here.
The stuff you don't know.
I know.
Remember, Rick Seeback, you know very well.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Big fan of his documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
How about the stuff you don't know? He had the things that aren't there anymore.
He had things that aren't here anymore, yeah. That was one of the good. That was one of the great ones, yeah.
And now stuff you don't know.
I know.
Get out.
Get out.
We're going to talk to Dr. Mike. We're going to have him work on you after losing a pet. It takes people a while sometimes.
It takes a while.
Some people get one right away.
I know.
And some people wait. And
some people get a puppy while their dog is older.
Let's ask them about that. We tried that, but they didn't get along.
Really?
Yeah. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, Ellen Gamble, what's going on?
All right. We have plenty of delays, guys. And in one spot around town, it's because of an accident. This in Lincoln Place. So as you're trying to travel between Mifflin Road, Lebanon Road, Lebanon Church Road, and the Glenwood Bridge interchange, you have an accident on Mifflin near Slate Street. And that is stacking traffic up the hill on Lebanon Road pretty heavily, almost backing to Noble Drive there as you approach the accident scene. And coming from the Glenwood Bridge toward West Mifflin, you have slow traffic as well because of that. Parkway West inbound backs at the top of Green Tree Hill. You're lining up on the Parkway East at Wilkinsburg. 28 southbound has sluggish traffic past the Shaler Waterworks, and then again between the 40th and 31st Street bridges. Parkway North has some bunching around Bellevue, Westview. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And AccuWeather says big change going on right now. We came in, Michael, it was 64 degrees, and we hit 80 yesterday, which set an all-time record high for the last day of winter, and then we're going to have temperatures in the upper 40s as highs over the weekend.
Mm-mm.
How about this? We were actually warmer when we got on the air at 64 degrees than they are in Bradenton.
Incredible. But, you know, over the weekend, the overnight temperatures are like, isn't it 20s, 30s, something like that? Crazy.
Not 20s. Well, this week, we hit 29 degrees.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Coming on the air Monday.
Ooh, my.
Let me take a look at the radar screen. And right now, because this shower is approaching, it's right on our doorstep, just to the west, almost reaching Wheeling, West Virginia. So we're going to get brushed by some rain.
Yeah, by
inside of the rush hour here.
Coming up here.
And again, right now, 57 degrees.